It'll be fine.
Comcast On Demand. Get what you want, when you want it.
I mean, I get cussed out every time I throw an interception. And that started it. And then Coach Harbaugh, he really implemented it more into my head just to don't fight it. Like, if it's not there, don't fight it. In our offense, the West Coast offense, it was always a check down, so take it. And if the check down wasn't there, I had the ability to run. So he just told me, just take what they give you. And sometimes they're going to guess right. And if you're not able to do anything, you can always throw it away. And the way I look at it is, as long as I'm not hurting my team, then we're making progress. So the better, more positive plays, the better.
Explain the one interception.
It was a scramble play, and I was rolling out, kind of threw it slightly across my body, kind of ricocheted off the tight end's chest up in the air, and then he caught it.
I saw that play. That was like, it wasn't even your fault.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's all right.
I got the Ravens obviously needing a quarterback this year. There's obviously a connection, you know, with John and Jim. Has Jim been singing your praises to John, and have you talked to the Ravens? Do you think that's a realistic possibility?
I've talked to the Ravens, but with this process, you don't know who's liking you. Like, everybody treats you the same, and everybody, they do the interviews the same. And when I met with Coach Harbaugh, with the Ravens, he was the same as like we kind of never met before. But I don't know, Coach Jim Harbaugh, he never really told me that he's gonna push me. I mean, he's been talking me up to just anybody, and you know, who knows what'll happen. I mean, all I can do is go out and do what I can do on the field and in these meetings, and then we'll go from there.
You probably could have transferred and gone to a bigger school if you wanted to at Park at San Diego. Why not?
Because I really felt like it was a reason why I ended up there. My story is just, it's crazy because I'm small, not recruited. A former NFL quarterback come recruits me to a school. A lot of people think it's San Diego State once I say San Diego. And it was non-scholarship program. And as he changed the program around, my life began to change on and off the field. And my mom always raised me to be loyal, and I felt like my life changed a lot there. So why leave? Why mess up a good situation? And I just felt like God really wanted me to be there, and that's why I ended up there. And it all worked out for the better.
Josh, there's some built-in humility playing in a small school. What are the things that you experience in a small school that somebody from Michigan or USC wouldn't even know about? I mean, whether it's playing in front of a really small crowd or, you know, some of the small school aspects.
Oh, that's one thing. We play in front of a small school crowd. You don't get a lot of attention outside of your city. So, like, I can go outside. If I didn't have a sweater on, nobody probably won't notice me. And that's just the life of a small school player. And then another thing is, the thing I got to experience with at my school was, it was all people who loved to play football. No one came in with a five-star tag on them. No one was highly recruited. We was all paying for school, and we all just wanted to play football in college. And we worked real hard for it, and that's why I really appreciated being there.
How did you put together enough money to attend San Diego?
Financial aid, grants, and then I got loans.
Yeah.
I got student loans.
Have you had a chance to talk to the Bucks since you've been here?
The Bucks? Not yet. I've spoken with a couple of players and a couple of representatives in open interviews, but I haven't had an official meeting.
What's the impression you got from them?
The same as every other team. Just now it's just talking football, and they want to really know kind of – I think they got a good feel for me throughout the season of who I am. And at the East-West game, they got a good, better feeling than the coaches. They ask you questions, just ask you a couple of questions just to get a better feel for you. But now they want to see where your football brain is, and I feel like that's what I do best. Cause
Josh, how much did that East-West performance elevate your – I mean, you already had status, but how much did it elevate your status?
I'm not sure how much it elevated. I know it allowed a lot more media. It caused a lot more media to finally say, well, maybe he can be good versus the better competition. But I don't know how much it elevated my draft stock. I guess we'll find out in April.
You threw four touchdown passes or more in 15 of your last 26 games. Did you need to step up in competition?
Maybe, but at the same time, we didn't go undefeated. So maybe not. It was just the way it worked. I mean, I was just playing within the offense and just playing the game of football. maybe a level of competition could have helped me now. I'd be maybe more better known player, but I think the way I went about the situation was just fine. I get three opportunities. I had the East-West Shrine game, I got the combine, I got my pro day to all prove myself for the draft, and we'll go on from
there. Where are you doing your pro day at?
At San Diego.
You were so good with your legs. Do you think that may actually hurt you because you were such a good runner?
No, because if anybody who's seen my film, they understand the way I play the game. I drop back, and I never just tuck it and run. I go through my progressions, and then I take off and run. A lot of teams, it was two options they try to do. They'll try to all-out blitzes to get me to get rid of the ball, and that's what I did. Or they'll drop 7-8 man in coverage. Defense is going to guess right sometimes, and it's just my added ability to run. That's why I ended up with a lot of yards. Like this year, I only had two rushing touchdowns. It wasn't a lot of rushing. Like my passing numbers exceed my rushing numbers tremendously.
What does it mean for an OAL player to, I mean, considering the shape of the school system and the shape of the football league and the equipment and everything to elevate?
It means a lot. NFL. It means a lot because it shows kids growing up in Oakland that they can be something in life. Because because the last person to really do anything out of OAL was, especially from my school, with Ricky Henderson.
Yeah.
And we had Leon made it to the NBA, and Marshawn made it last year. Now I'm going through the process. So it just gives people a hope that you never know what can happen. If you just got to just go do whatever, put yourself in the best situation to succeed, and then you never know what will happen next.
Josh, if you go to Baltimore, you may be asked to start from day one. Are you ready for that?
I would hope so. I mean, nobody really – like you, when you ask a quarterback, this is my opinion, I feel like you can't really say you're ready for the NFL because you don't know what the NFL is going to be like. All you can do is the day you're drafted, start learning the playbook because that's key number one. And get a good feel for your teammates and then hopefully try to put it all together on the field. I feel like if you say you're ready for the NFL and you're not because you don't really know what's going to happen, the way you got to go is – you're going to put in the work to get ready for the NFL. That's the proper answer. I'm going to work.
Are you ready to do that?
Yes. And I feel like I've been prepared for that the past 4 years as well.
You said you come a great distance on and off the field. Where were you? Where did you start from? I mean, in terms of off the field?
In high school, I was real iffy about myself a lot of times. I didn't have confidence. I didn't really think. I was like, maybe can I be good? Can I not be good? I worked real hard, but I always doubted myself a lot in high school. And then when I wasn't getting recruited, it was like that was kind of another situation that just brought me down. And then it kind of opened my eyes to I just wanted a chance. And after I got that chance, I felt like when I went to San Diego, I went away from everything. Nobody really cared because I was going to a non-scholarship program. Nobody really know what was going to happen next but my friends and family that really knew me. And that's when I felt like I had a clean slate. And my whole demeanor changed after that. I gained confidence. Like in high school, I would be nervous, sweating if I was finna lead a 2-minute drill. Now I love it. That's like the best part of the game. And I just grew up as a person and just grew up and had to believe more in myself.